Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Damn.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. It's time to rise with the sun, my brothers and sisters. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, April the 30th. Sunday, April the 30th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua, or Asher, Ayah, Asher. And even that is suspect. Brothers and sisters, we got a barn burner for you today. I mean, all of these hidden science shows are barn burners. First of all, before we even get started, let me apologize in advance for either disrespecting or coming across as being condescending or coming across as being arrogant or cocky, but I am not making excuses. I am simply walking in my calling and my anointing. When you get dunamis power, it disrespects or it comes across to other people as being arrogant. So I cannot and I will not no longer fall back into the ruling disposition that I was in of having this whole apathyology disposition. I did the series on apathyology before, which is the disease or the demon that allows you to be concerned more with about how people see you and how people think than you are about yourself. Now that I'm free from that disposition, I have changed, and the people who are used to the watered-down, soft, easygoing, non-confrontational Brother Will, they don't understand. So for my followers, I understand that there is a separation taking place. That's okay. Every time I grow, you know, people fall off. Everybody can't go where you're going. That's okay. You got to make that okay with yourself. So if it's not okay, brothers and sisters, you will sabotage yourself like I've been doing for 50 years to be liked. So I'm not interested in being liked anymore. I'm interested in actually being authentic. So I want to be real. I'm tired of being fake and phony. I'm tired of bumping my head up against a brick wall and having a bunch of people there to watch me and laugh at me and talk about me. But everybody has the same damn problem, but nobody has a freaking solution. Well, brothers and sisters, them days is over for me. Now, again, in advance, before we even get started, it is not my job to come on here. I don't get aroused out of coming over here and trying to make you feel inferior or try to come across like I'm some kind of damn guru. That's not the point. I am not here to try to get my rocks off or try to make you feel less intelligent and try to come across like I'm some kind of a guru. That's not my point. I'm only sharing this message with you because I go to the Father and I ask specific questions because I know that I am not ignorant. I know that I am an intelligent individual. I know I have a brain in the works. I've done things that has baffled my own imagination. I impressed the hell out of myself, and I'm impressed with you. I haven't met a stupid or an ignorant person. But why are we doing stupid and ignorant things? Because we have been culturally induced through this whole agnostic, which is where the word agnotology. So agnotology is the study of the culturally induced ignorance or doubt. Fear, doubt, and unbelief is culturally induced. It's a program. And I got all of the facts and the data to prove it. There is an all-out war on truth. You're not ignorant because of you're not intelligent. You're ignorant because you've been lied to. You've been duped. This is the psychology of ignorance. This is the sociology of ignorance. This is the chemically induced state of ignorance. This is the collective avoidance of the relevant information that leads to the climate of change in any type of a culture or social organism. This is the coping mechanism for the helpless. Why ain't helpless, brother? I'm not helpless, sister. I don't need a coping mechanism. I don't need your agnotology. I'm not interested in following the ignorant concepts and definitions and data and research that has been coined and modified to fit the construct and the concept of the elite to culturally neuter and castrate my ability to make a conscious decision for myself. I don't need you to think for me. Thank you very much. I can think for myself. But the problem with the world is that the intelligent people are full of doubt, confidence. We got the 1% of the Dracos and the Nephilim that are running the world. They are ignorant. And we got the 99% of us that actually have the ruach, we have the spark inside of us, and we are the ones that are ignorant. Because this mass ignorance is being used as a weapon to deceive and to control humanity. Mass ignorance on a massive global scale. As I've been saying for 20 years, the truth does not exist on the planet. I haven't met a soul, myself included, that has the truth. So if you are listening to someone who claims that they have a truth, they're lying. I am not coming on to this show telling you I have the truth. But I'm coming on to this show telling you that I am going in the direction of the truth. And the direction of the truth is to understand the foundation of agnotology. First of all, we must understand that this term, agnostic, is a manipulation of the word agnostic. So an agnostic is a person who believes that nothing is known or that nothing can be known. An agnostic is a person who doesn't believe that the existence of God or anything beyond our material world can be proven. An agnostic is a skeptic. An agnostic, again, is just somebody who say, look, dog, I'm going to need you to give me some evidence, homie. I appreciate your knowledge and your wisdom and your ability to wax eloquently, but unfortunately, I'm like Doubting Thomas. I hold a particular doctrine. or I hold to a particular principle. I hold to a particular disposition where I don't believe nothing. I need to see the nail scars in your hands, bruh. And so this word agnostic has been conned. Even the word, now, this is smooth. I never thought of this. This is good. When I first started researching this, and I learned this years ago, and I was like, that can't be true. It can't be that massive. I rejected it. So 20 years ago when I came across this study, as with everything that I'm sharing with you now, because now I am no longer that guy. So again, like I said at the beginning of the show, few people have came online since then. Let me say my proclaim again. First of all, I give anybody $10,000 that can prove me wrong. Anybody. I give you $10,000 today if you can prove me wrong, number one. Number two, I'm not the guy that the Brother Willie, especially my old Eagle Club members, I'm not that dude no more. I buried that fool. I buried his ass about 30 days ago. I'm not that dude no more. So the guy you're hearing today, I don't have the desire to be liked anymore. I don't need friends like I did before. I don't need that outside stimulation. I don't need you to coddle me anymore. I don't need no Facebook likes. I don't need friends. All of that stuff that dude that was a poor little critter, that dude that had no self-esteem, that dude that didn't have no damn self-worth, that dude that was needy, that didn't have no damn balls, didn't believe in himself, didn't believe in his product and his service and his information, was walking around giving shit away for free, that guy who was afraid to be real because I was going to offend somebody. I didn't want to, you know, get nobody to come on my YouTube page or my Facebook page and, you know, say nothing negative about me. I wanted everybody to like me. Yeah, I buried that dude. That dude is dead. So I'm apologizing in advance for what I'm about to say because I'm getting ready to piss you off. But you guess what? I'm not apologizing because if the truth offends you, brother, if the truth offends you, sister, you're in the wrong spot. Now, me, I don't want to be liked no more. Now, I used to. It was good. Being liked is good. I liked having people say nice things about me. So when I was in that stage of apatheology, I had a demon. That demon told me, dude, it's better to be liked instead of having money. So for 50 years, I had a bunch of people that liked me, but I couldn't pay my damn bills on time. So for 50 plus years, brother, 50 plus years, I walked around with a bunch of friends and no money. So I am making this statement today because I know people are like, damn, Doc, something happened, bro. You like, you know, man, you be cursing in your shows now. You're freaking yelling. My kids, man, took them out to dinner. My sons, they like, damn, Dad, man, you know what? We like you better now. Because my children knew I was fake, man. My children knew. They said, Dad, you told us this crap when we was kids, man. My son was telling me, yeah, Dad, I listened to this, that dude Sevon, you know, Sevon Beaumont and all of these other dudes. And like, Dad, them dudes, been that crap you told me when I was 8 and 9 years old, that bullshit they talking. My son knows me, man. He sees my worth and my value, so I don't care what everybody else thinks. Now, I want you to be my friend. Don't get it twisted. I want us to break bread together. But I'm not gonna water down my message so that way you'll buy my product. I'm not doing that no more. I'm not going to water down my message so that way I can have friends. The reason I have never told nobody the truth is what I told you, because if I told you the truth, I know you would not be my friend. Haven't I been saying that for 20 years? Everybody that's been listening to me, have I not told you guys that? Have I not said I will not tell nobody the truth because I had apatheology? I did not have this, what I'm talking about today. This is agnotology. Now, apatheology is the word apathy. Meaning that you care so much about what other people think about you that you're going to shoot your own self in the head. Where they do that at? Yeah, this fool, I've been doing that shit for 50 years. Craziest things to sliced bread. But it comes with being a six. So if there's anybody that's a 33 out here listening to me, if you're a six, if you're a 33, you got the same disease I got. You need to kill that demon yesterday because, see, that's stifling your growth. That is the only reason why you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, is because you're too concerned about what other people think about you. You got to be like sevens. I just didn't like sevens. Them suckers is blunt as hell. They tell you the truth. I said, no, that don't make sense, bro. I'm out. Click. But a six, oh, we got to coddle you. We're going to follow you around, you know, stroke your ego. That's the problem. So I'm not that dude no more. I buried the dark side of my six. So the guy you're hearing today is a little more edgy. I may drop some bombs on you. I understand. If you got to disconnect, I understand. But all I'm simply saying, before you disconnect, scientists have a word for the study of what is called ignorance on purpose. It's culturally induced ignorance. It's not an accident. They sit down, a group of scientists got together, and they did a word study, and they came up with this word, and they say, hey, this is a word that will boggle the, what they call the epistemology, which is the study of knowledge. They said that we want to do the flip side of this. We don't want people to have knowledge. We want our product to be fear, doubt, and unbelief. So we said, how can we make doubt into a product, a service, and information? So all of these great gurus got together way back in the day, and they came up with a product. They came up with a service. They came up with some information, and it was called agnotology. So agnotology is the study of ignorance. It is the science that produces ignorance. So this agnotology, again, is the product that you're buying, that, by the fact, you didn't buy it. It was forced down your throat the same way you didn't buy fluoride in the water. The same way, I don't know nobody who voted. Did anybody listen to the sound of my vote? My boys vote for chemtrails, for metal shavings in the air that you breathe into your lungs, and those small little nanoparticles get inside your body. And by the time you're 70 or 80 years old, you got so much damn metal in your body that you get Alzheimer's. Anybody vote for that? Anybody vote for that? Hey, I didn't think so. None of us has voted for this bullshitness that's going on. I did not vote for this agnotology. I don't want to be induced to ignorance. I know I'm a smart dude, but I'm not doing smart things. So I'm walking around and beating myself up, kicking myself, pissed off, mad and angry. And everybody said, hey, damn, Brother Will, what's wrong with you, dog? Man, you should be up there with T.D. Jakes, brother. You should be like Creflo Dollar. And you over here doing block shock shows with 10 people. So I'm like, damn, they, you know what, they right. I should be a multi-millionaire by now. Something's wrong with me. So I started beating myself up, calling myself stupid, saying my products suck. Something must be wrong with me, man. So there's most of you that's listening to this show right now, you said that to yourself. So let me tell you today, bro. Now, ain't nothing wrong with you, homie. In fact, you are the exception. Now, I watched the movie last night again, Split. That's like the 10th time I've watched it. So let me be crystal clear. If the more mental problems you got, the more gifted you are. See, if you got mental problems, that's a gift from God that don't even freaking exist. The universe, that means if you can departmentalize, that means that your brain is light years ahead of everybody else's. Something comes into your life, the brain says, oh, we can't handle that shit, so we're going to create another dude that's going to handle it for us. That's some ingenious stuff right there. And they say there's something wrong with you, and they give you pills, and they give you medication, and you take it. I ain't take a pill in my life, and don't plan on taking it, because doubt is a product. This agnotology, brothers and sisters, the product is programmed ignorance. So they are using ignorance as a strategy or as a tool to hide and to divert your attention from the truth. This is the most profound thing I've ever seen. Now, the first time I came across this was when I first read the Book of Thoughts. Now, I've told from my previous show there's three books that destroyed my life, and it almost made me commit suicide. Just like in The Matrix, please don't read these books without serious prayer and being led by the Holy Spirit. So In fact, I didn't actually read them all because the Holy Spirit already knew. So I'm not talking about this religious Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the real one. So what am I saying? There's a book that I sent my group. The title of this book is called Who is the King of Glory? Now, I do not advise. The book was written by a gentleman by the name of Kuhn, K-U-H-N. Anybody need the book, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'll send you the link. Again, I don't advise you to read the book because this book will show you that everything that you've been taught, as I've been saying for 20 years, that I have not been saying, I've been talking in circles. So that dude, I'm not doing that no more. So I'm not talking in circles anymore. Hey, man, you guys can handle the truth. You can handle it. If you can't, God bless you. The real God, not the fake one. Everything that you've been taught in Christianity is a lie. Everything. I don't give a damn what part of it. Everything that you've been taught about Islam is a lie. In fact, every Western religion is a lie. Only the Eastern got parts of the truth. Now you should be saying, Doc, whatever. Hey, you want to know the truth? Read the book. There's three books. The Egyptian Book of the Dead. I don't advise you to read it. But if you want to know the truth, read it. Now, the Lesser Keys of Solomon. I don't advise you to read it. But if you want to know the truth, read it. The Lesser Keys and the Greater Keys. Both of those books are what they call Gaiasha or Grimoria books. Therefore, if your brain is not ready, that reading of the book will induce the demon into your life. I don't advise you to pronounce the name, those words in those books out loud. In other words, don't read those books out loud. Now, if you read them out loud, God bless you. Why? Those books are the program. They're not books about the program. The Egyptian Book of the Dead is a program. The Book of Thought is a program. The Pyramid Text is a program. The Bible is a program. These books are called predictive programming books. These books produce a particular mental disposition. It opens you up. If anybody ever had a severe head injury, everybody I know, including my two children, who have had a severe head injury as a child, all have seizures, or they've all been demonically possessed. It opens you up for dispositions. Now, don't believe me. Just do the research yourself. Now, go ask Kanye. Go ask 50 Cent. Go ask any Hollywood star before. Now, notice how Kanye was. Kanye West before he had his accident, and then notice the Kanye West after. Look at 50 before he got shot 9 times, and then after he got shot 9 times. Totally different dude. Why? Now, I know the answer to that question. Now, the question is, do you know it? And then what does that have to do with what I'm discussing? What I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you today is that there is a culturally induced ignorance. And the best way is through shock therapy or through some type of a brain disorder that's not a disorder. In other words, they have to almost rewire your brain for stupid. That's what I've been telling everybody. It is spiritually impossible to be poor. The only way that you can not have enough money to pay your bills is if you have been programmed to be ignorant. It is impossible to suffer from what is called agnosis. That means not knowing. Unknown. The ology or the ology. O or the, what do they call it in the Greek? Logology. L-O-G-I-A. Logia. Logia, in the movie, remember in the movie Thor, that was a guy called Logi? That's him. Logia. L-O-G-I. He's in the movies. That's the dude that is designed to create. And notice the character in the movie Thor, Logi, who was always undermining Thor's stuff. Look at the movie Thor again. In the movie Thor, Logi, who is Logia, which is, again, the agnotology. It's the word agnostic and the word ology. Agnostic means, it's somebody who's a doubter. Ology means word. It means a doubter of the word. So what they have done to you is they've programmed you to doubt the word. How did they do it, though? They put doubt in the word. So everything that's inside the traditional Helios Biblios, as I've been saying for 20 years. That's why it's called the Helios Sun Biblios book. That's why it's called the Bible. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. Baal, Canaanite deity. Everything inside of the Helios Biblios was taken from the Egyptians. Now, I hope and pray, I got $10,000 on the line. $10,000 that if you can prove me wrong, I'll give you $10,000. If you can prove me wrong, if you can prove that there's anything inside of the Helios Biblios that I cannot find in the pyramid text, that if I cannot find in the Coptic text, that I cannot find in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and if I cannot find it in the Book of Thor, if you can show me any scripture inside of the Helios Biblios that I cannot find inside of those books, and also inside of the Lesser Keys of Solomon and in the Greater Keys of Solomon, if you can show me anything from the Christian era that I cannot find from the Egyptian era, I'll give you 10 grand. Faith is folly, but the wrong kind of faith. Faith is not folly, but faith has been coined. What does it mean? Now, remember, everything that I'm saying is simply this. They took out the real facts, and they put in their own facts. Now, I've been talking about Constantine's Messiah. There's a video. The guy did a great job, so I didn't have to do no video. There's a video called Constantine's Messiah. It's on YouTube, I think, for free. Every pastor that I've sent that video to, they have befriended me, including my own family, my own brothers. They don't talk to me no more. Why? Have you seen the video Constantine's Messiah? Anybody? Yeah, I didn't think so. Have you read the book? I don't have time to go. I don't have time to be reading freaking no 600-700 page books. I can write them, but I ain't got time to be reading nobody else's. I'm too busy. So this whole idea of Constantine, which again, as you guys know, Constantine the Great, Constantine replaced the constellations. Now, this is just one example of agnotology. So Constantine the Great, Emperor Constantine replaced the constellations. Now, I've been saying it for 20 years. So Constantine created his own Messiah. Constantine wasn't stupid. Constantine was probably one of the brightest bulbs out there. Constantine made Jesus divine. Now, this is just one example. We could talk nutrition. I'm just talking religion. But we can talk nutrition. We can talk politics, economics. Oh, wow. You want to talk? What about relationships? Do you think that you and y'all mate, y'all argue and, you know, debate over stuff just because of, you know, happenstance? Why can't y'all get along? Why does racism exist? Do you think that black people and white people, they just don't like each other? No, brothers and sisters, it's culturally induced. Now, I'm going to talk about the word culture because it has the word cult in it. It's a cult. So we have to understand something, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about this term, because the problem that is a problem is not a problem. So if I am culturally induced to be ignorant, what does that mean? Well, that means that they created a culture by which ignorance is promoted. So unless you are ignorant, you can't get that job. Unless you are ignorant, you cannot be a part of this organization. Unless you are ignorant. Now, let's look at the rap music today. Now, any black people listening to today's show, who's the, like, what's the number one hip-hop song right now? I'll listen to a song and I'll do it. That's all he said to the whole song. And that's music. Now, I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. That ain't music, bruh. But now ignorance is being promoted. What's that rapper, the one-eye rapper with the guy with the one eye? I forgot his name. You know, no disrespect to no rapper, man. No disrespect to nobody. If they're going to promote me for being stupid, if you give me $1 million to do nothing, I'll take $1 million and do nothing too. So I'm not dissing the people who are now economically disenfranchised, and you present them with an economic opportunity to help put food on their children's table to take care of their mama, and I ain't gonna diss them, man. But I need you to understand that what's going on. You ain't stupid. You think you stupid. You working hard. Both of my daughters up in Dallas, man. They graduated from freaking one of the best colleges, University of North Texas. They're doing everything right. Both of my daughters should be millionaires already. But the system doesn't promote. My daughter has a bakery that she cooks everything from freaking scratch. I remember putting her stuff in my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning system. You know, them Negroes came in there and know they told me, man, I ain't paying no $3 for no donut when I can go down there and get it for $1. I said, homie, you don't understand. This, everything in this donut, man, everything in these pastries, man, this is organic. Everything is homemade. The ingredients are real. You ain't got no genetically modified organisms in these ingredients. Them Negroes are not interested in that, man. Everything is based upon cost. It has nothing to do with quality. So when you come to the table and you are like me, I'm trying to be real, man. I'm trying to be authentic. I was in the church, brother. I ain't read about it. I preach. I had my children in private school paying $600 a month, and my daughter came on talking about they was beating her in school. So I'm paying somebody $600 a month to beat my children? Shit, I could do that my damn self. So there is a ignorance is promoted. Stupidity is honored. The way you make money, brothers and sisters, is not by you coming to the table and you being real. You say, Brother Will, I'm going to be honest. I want to produce a good product, brother. And you ain't making no money. Because the system, the culture, the environment, this culture is a culture of ignorance. Now, I got to say something, man, that I've known for 20 years and I didn't want to say nothing. It's inside the book. I challenge you. I got $10,000 on the line. $10,000. I got $10,000 I will give you if you can prove to me anything inside of the Bible that I cannot find on the halls of Amiti in Egypt. I will give you $10,000. $10,000. If you can prove to me that what you are eating nutritionally is beneficial. There are educated people who are saying vaccinations does not cause Alzheimer's. People with pH freaking D's are texting me and telling me, dude, stop saying that. Are you serious? What the hell have you been smoking? I don't know. There are people out there who still don't believe that freaking AIDS is curable. Syphilis. Dr. Sabi, who just passed away not that long ago, has cured all of this stuff. I've talked to the dude. I've seen the medical research. Dr. Delbert Blair, who produced these energy shields, he freaking died almost homeless in a hotel room the same way Nikola Tesla went out. This was the sharpest dude that I personally knew I've ever met in my freaking life. Dr. Miles Monroe personally taught me, man. He came in along with all of the other ministers at the church I was at in San Antonio, and he came in when he was a graduate from Oral Roberts University, when Dr. Miles Monroe was a freaking nobody. That's when I knew him. It was him, Dr. Miles Monroe, Turnell Nelson, and Virgil Baird. Those three names, you probably guys have never even heard of them. They was the three of the greatest men, black men, that I've ever known. They're dead. Why are they dead? Because they was not a part of the culture of ignorance. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand, because like I said before, the guy that I used to be, I am not that guy no more. I am not apologizing. I was in a 25-year marriage that should have lasted a year, if that long. not because of the person I was with, but because of apathyology, my own ignorance. So I am a man that have lived his entire life, and I just woke up about 6 months ago. I've been on the planet damn near 60 years, and I ain't freaking lived yet. I've been doing other people's shit, not my own. And so are you. You are programmed for ignorance. And so you got to look at the data. You got a book, and you reading the book, and you believe in the book. Don't believe the book. Look it up. So that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. And what I found, I didn't believe, because I said that it could not be true. There is no way that they want to do that. That's not possible. They can't. Because that means they'll be killing themselves. It didn't make sense to me. But then I realized that the people that were doing it, they're not human. They're not human beings. They look at us as freaking cattle. The same way. Now, let me ask you a question. If you go fishing, how do you catch a fish? Now, my wife, she loves the fish. I don't really like fishing that much. I go with her. She loves it. So we're on aboard this ship. We go deep sea fishing. We get in the ship. They drive for like an hour and a half, way out into the freaking ocean. And then the ship stops. And then they give us this thing called a pole. And we got a line. And they put bait on a hook. And then we throw it into the water. Now, the fish, they're in another dimension. The fish can't see it above the water. Do you know, brother? Do you know, sister? The fish see the bait and they are tricked into thinking that bait is food, just like you've been tricked. So the same way we fish for fish, who is fishing for us? Now, I need you to think. See, because right now you cannot see the Nephilim. You cannot see the Anunnaki. You cannot see the Dracos. You cannot see all the freaking ETs, but they can stay fishing for you. They got the bait. They drop the hook, and you bite. And then they reel your ass in. And then next thing you know, you're on somebody's dinner table. Now, their food that they eat is called adrenochrome. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years. I got the scientific proof now. It's in all the movies. So they don't eat our flesh, so to speak. They eat our emotions. They got to make you emotional. Your life is designed so that way it's up and down and you are a freaking emotional wreck. Your life, half the only way that they can survive off of you. Now, I have an entire book that explains this whole entity attachment. They follow your ass around like a bad habit. Right now, as I'm speaking, in your house, you can't even see them, but they can see you. There's probably 100,000 demons in there. Why? They waiting for you to go off. They waiting for me to say something to you to piss you off so that way your adrenaline, now remember, you have to be like all the animals. All animals are killed in a state of fear. Why? Can somebody please tell me why? Why don't they kill animals humanely? Why they got to treat them like trash before they kill them? Because they got to release the adrenaline inside the bloodstream. Because that's what they eat. They eat your adrenaline. And it got to have some cortisone in it. Or if you're men, you got to have some testosterone. Or if you're a woman, you got to have some estrogen. It is the combination. They eat the chemical makeup that you produce when you are in a state of fear, doubt, and unbelief. So this whole thing that we are in, this whole world. Now, again, I got $10,000 on the line if you can prove me wrong. Now, I want you to go to Google and type in the word. But notice the word changed. This is the greatest trick. Oh, man. See, I got mad respect for the devil. I got mad respect for him. I never seen the dude, but the dude, I give him his props. Now, the Bible said his creator, his God, said he's the most cunning of all creatures ever made. Now, if the thing that created the thing said that the thing is cunning, I'm going to believe the thing. Now, I don't know about you, but I looked it up. The word cunning means the most shrewd, the most skillful in deceiving. He has the most dexterity. Now, let me make sure you understand what's going on, because you think you're just going up against some, you know, Reverend Dr. Bishop who just graduated, been around. No, you're going up against a freaking entity that's been around since the freaking beginning of time, bruh. This entity is the most artful. He has the most trickery. He has the most finesse. He has the most deception. He has the most ingenuous. He's the most skillful. He's the most tricky. He's the most... he has the most ability. I mean, all of the adjectives that describes the word cunning. Now, the Bible says he's the most cunning. Now, this is what they did. They changed the word. See, people like me who are fairly intelligent, I know you give me a word, I'm going to trace the word back to its origin. That's how I know to cut off the demon. I trace it back to the original demon, and I get rid of that. But what if the word changed? Then I'm chasing the wrong demon. Now, remember, demons are not, they're not scary. Demons are not like in Hollywood. A demon is a bunch of gray matter in your brain. That's a demon. A demon is a ruling disposition. Do you know what the real Jesus said a demon was? It was a thing that comes out of your rectum that stinks. Now, read the Gospel of the Essenes. And in the Essenes, they did enemas. And they said that when an enema, and they talked about the came out of the body, and they talk about how by Beelzebub. And they talk about it. It's the thing that causes death, physical death. It causes you to death. That's a demon. Now, we think it's this mystical stuff, and we're looking for shadowy figures. That's a part of agnotology. Now, you are up against someone who is very learned and very skillful. I need you to be very learned and very skillful. It means no. It means to have power to be able. That is why the only thing I'm interested in doing is producing results. See, I've been a virus all my life. I've been a liability. I've never been an asset. I've been a consumer. I've never been a producer. That's why I got 50 books. That's why every day I wake up, I'm trying to produce something. Because why? I live 50 years freaking consuming stuff. So I realize now producers are the people that rule the world. So I'm going to be a producer. But something want me to produce bad stuff because it gives me bad data, bad facts. So what you have, you got good intentions, but you are producing bad stuff. I meet men all day, and they got good intentions, and their wives don't know. Women, you got a man, and he mess up every once in a while? Yeah. He trying his best. He's suffering from agnotology. He has data, and he has facts that are false. He, like me, saw his father, his brothers, and all the other men do things that didn't make sense, but everybody did it. So he learned to do those same things. Now he has to unlearn all that bad stuff so he can learn the good stuff. So has happened to you, to me, and to everybody on earth is the culture produced an environment for ignorance to be promoted as knowledge. Now we have publications of inaccurate and misleading scientific data on purpose. It is not an accident. You can go to the FDA right now and they are still looking for a cure for cancer. Dr. Sabin cured, I want to say, 800 people. Max Gershom, his wife right now, still got the Gershom Institute, to my knowledge, going in San Diego. When I was in San Diego, it was down there. I don't know how many people he cured. Jethro Klaus in the 1800s cured people of cancer. And the FDA telling you that cancer is a disease that can't be cured, and you donate money to the cancer research. All women put on pink once a year, and they go on these March of Dimes, and they're running around looking for something that has been. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. But if I don't know nothing that is more stupid than that. Now, if you march with the March of Dimes and you went out there, you put on your pink shirt and you for women against breast cancer and all that other bullshitness, I am not disrespecting you, man. I was a licensed and ordained minister. Licensed and ordained minister. I used to preach on Sundays. And I knew, because I had the research already back then, 25, 30 years ago, but I didn't believe it. I knew. I read there was a Dr. George W. Creel, C-R-I-L. I read his stuff, and I was like, no, Dr. Creel, that can't be true. I read something called the Chaldean Oracles. You want to blow your cookies? You want to blow your cookies? Read that shit. Chaldean Oracles. I read it, man. I said, no, that can't be true. It can't be. That's not true, man. There is no way that that is true. So what did I do? I went back to being, I went back to Egypt and to the Dark Ages. I read the Chaldean and the Egyptian antiquities. And in there, they said something that was like, I was like, no, that can't be true. That can't be true. I read about an Egyptian Jesus who raised an Egyptian Lazarus. And there was two Egyptian ladies that was named Mary. And I read everything that was inside the Bible. I read it in the Temple of Luxor, carved on a freaking wall in 1700 BC, damn near 5,000-6,000 years before Christianity was a freaking thought. And I said to myself, that can't be true. I saw a black Madonna with a little baby called Isis and Horus umpteen gazillion years before Mary ever had Jesus in her arms. It was in freaking Egypt. And I said, nope, that cannot be true. And then I was like, why do we got a white Jesus, blonde hair and blue eyes, when all of the antiquities, and it wasn't Jesus? And it wasn't Mary. And I was like, nope, that can't be true. So they told me, in fact, nobody told me. I just was led. And they said, don't read these books, brother. Those are demonic. I remember going to my pastor, talking to him. And I said, Pastor, you know what? I just, you know, I said, no, brother, don't read the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Why? I said, brother, you read that, that's of the devil, brother. You're going to be full of demons. So I was scared up. It worked for a while. But I was going to church, and I was giving money, and I was praying, and I was fasting. I remember I went on that 40-day fast, passed the hell out. I remember I saw, I did all kinds of stuff, man. I was a religious nut job. I ain't met nobody was. I can bring my daughter, Sade, is listening right now. I could bring Sade on here right now. She'll tell you, yeah, my dad was a fool. I had a brand new car, and I put Jesus Saves on it, riding around San Antonio, going downtown underneath the damn bridge, freaking trying to, you know, convert people. I haven't met nobody that was more stupid than me. I haven't met a person on earth that was stupider than I was. Culturally induced ignorance. So, yeah, you. I may sound a little pissed off. I ain't pissed off at you. I'm pissed off at myself for falling for that shit for as long as I did, because I destroyed my freaking family. My children suffered, man, because I took money out of my pocket and gave it to the damn church that I could have used to put diapers and food on the table for my family. Culturally induced ignorance, knowingly. This is known fact. Every Reverend Dr. Bishop, they went to the cemetery. The cemetery. They go to the cemetery. They are taught this stuff. There's not a preacher. Do you think T.D. Jakes don't know what I'm telling you? He knows. Why is T.D. Jakes still preaching? Do you think my boy down in Houston, do you think he knows? You think he don't know what I'm saying? He was presented the same facts just like me. Just like me, he didn't believe it either. I read the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I read the pyramid text. I read the Coptic Bible. I read the Book of Thoth. And in all those books, I read the Lesser Keys of Solomon. I read the Greater Keys of Solomon. And in those books, brothers and sisters, it seals the deal on Christianity. There is not one true source inside of this doctrine that we call Christianity that was not taken from Egypt. Not one word. Everything. I mean, we didn't talk about the Rosetta Stone. What about the Rosetta Stone? Most people have not even heard of that. Now, as I said at the beginning of today's show, if anybody that's serious and want to say, and I hope you don't believe me, obviously, Doc, that's not true, man. That's what I did. I said the same thing. See, that's not true. Now, we just happen to be talking about religion. Now, I could talk about nutrition. Everything that you've been talking about nutrition is a lie. I got dietitians. I got dietitians. Dietitians telling me what I know about nightshade vegetables, what I teach about flavonoids, what I teach about distilled water. I got dietitians. Dietitians. My wife right now, love her to death. Most people on her family, their kidneys are gone or they're all on dialysis. I went to the dentist Friday, 2 or 3 days ago. Took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was 116 over, I think it was 76 or something like that. Nobody, very few people in my family, I think everybody in my family got high blood pressure, pre-diabetic. Everybody. My wife's family, almost everybody in their 30s, man, their kidneys is gone. In their 30s, and they're on freaking dialysis. They can't even go nowhere. Every time we get ready to go on the trip, they say we got to be back by blah because they got to go to dialysis on Tuesdays, and they got to go to dialysis. Now, every time they go to dialysis, 4 hours sitting in a chair to let the machine process because their kidneys can't. And I researched this, man, and do you know that the only disease that the government will pay you money for is if you blow out your kidneys. Now, can somebody, please, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I know I'm a little slow, so I need help on this one. Can somebody please explain to me why the government pays you if you go on kidney dialysis? You get a check from the SSI for $675. Can somebody explain to me? Now, you get cancer, do you get a check? Is there any other disease that you get? Do you get money other than kidney dialysis? Can somebody please explain? And why is it rampant in the black neighborhood? Why is there freaking kidney dialysis popping up like damn Popeyes, chicken places, and the freaking and the liquor stores and the funeral homes, along with the churches? Now you can add in kidney dialysis. Now, I know the answer to the question, but the question is, do you know the answer? And why are they trying to blow your kidneys out? Why is this? Why is there fructose? Why is there corn syrup in everything that you eat, black man, black woman? Why is there corn syrup in everything? Why is there freaking corn syrup in bread, ketchup, mustard? Everything got corn. Have you? There's a video called King Corn. I triple dare to watch it. It's free on YouTube called King Corn. Why is corn the only thing that the government subsidizes? They'll pay you to grow corn. The government will pay you not to grow stuff, but they'll pay you to grow corn. Can somebody explain to me why? Culturally induced disease, brother. This is not no damn health care system we got. This is disease care. And if you don't understand that you're in a system that is designed to kill you, there's nothing on this earth that is designed to heal you except you. You are under attack. And if you don't get hooked up with somebody like me or somebody else who got their brain wrapped around what's going on in this earth, people ask me all the time, but you know it's getting harder and harder. I'm going to start growing my own watermelons. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, why do you do watermelon detox at least every 3 months? It's not what goes in the body. It's what you, as Dr. Sabi said, people die. Disease is the result of having mucus in the body that prevents the body from healing itself. I don't need no medication. I just need to remove the mucus. I got to get mucus waste out of my body. distilled water is the only thing that's dead water. So people tell me all the time, Brother Will, I can't drink. The doctor said don't drink distilled water because it's dead. It has no nutritional value. Yeah, no shit. It's a freaking trash can. A distilled water is a molecule that is empty. So you can put stuff in it. So I'm not going to debate no damn dietitian who got a degree from a piece of school that didn't teach him jack shiznit. Now, like I told you guys at the beginning of the show, the dude that used to be the watered down, laid back, you know, love everybody, kumbaya, come to Jesus, I buried his ass 30 days ago. I'm not that dude no more. Now, I am not in this to make friends. People dying. People dying because I'm interested in being your friend. So now I'd rather give you the truth and you hate me. Connect your shit from Facebook off, man. Don't listen to me. I'd rather tell you something that's going to save your life and keep your child alive to keep her from going and getting a damn vaccination so she walking around drooling them for the rest of her life and can't freaking walk up a flight of stairs. I'd rather tell you something that will make your life better and you hate me than to be your friend and watch you continue to destroy your life, blow your kidneys out, can't walk up a flight of stairs, freaking you're in your 20s and you can't even freaking walk up a flight of stairs. I'm damn near 60 years old. I'm running up and downstairs, and I'm like I'm 20. And there's 20-year-old dudes that can't even keep up with me. Not because I'm some damn guru. I'm the stupidest fool on the planet. They don't make them more dumb than I am. So if I can figure this shit out, I know you can figure it out. You're way smarter than me. Way smarter than me. But you have to understand that the system that you're studying is flawed. They are giving you watered-down facts. The data that's been presented to you, and I challenge you to do this. I have blueletterbible.org saved on an old computer from 10 years ago. And I got blueletterbible.org that I use right now. The definitions of the words have changed. You mean to tell me now when I do my own research to pull up the etymology of words? That's even wrong. Don't believe me? Go to Black's Dictionary. Look up the definition of the word creative. Then pull out the New College Edition 2016 dictionary. Look at the word creative. Triple dare you. Go to Google, type in Black's Law Book or Black's Law Dictionary, and put up any word in the Black's Law, like the word human. The word human in Black's Law means spiritual monster. Spiritual monster. The word human is not mentioned in the Bible except once. That's in the book of Jonah when it was referring to spiritual monsters. And you walk around and call yourself a human. There was some fool on Facebook was trying to debate me 2 days ago because I said, I am not a human. This fool said, yes, you are a human, dude. How can you not be a human? We're all humans. What? I don't waste my time with ignorance anymore. Now, no disrespect to this person. That doesn't mean that they haven't looked it up. I'm going to beg you. I'm going to beg you because if you are a mother or a father, your children are looking at you to make quality decisions. They're hoping because you, they're dependent upon you. I did a piss poor job as a father. I did pretty good. But knowing what I know and that I didn't believe because I followed my head and my heart. My head says, don't put your children in that private school. I mean, my heart said, but my head says, no, you want to be liked by the pastor. You want to be liked by the pastor's wife. You want to be Minister Rogers. You want your ego stroked. Yeah. You want to be liked. So I put my children in that private school. And when we took them out, they had to put them a grade. They told us there was 2 or 3 grades ahead. Man, I took my children out of that private school, put them in the public school. They said, that, no, your children are dumb as rocks. We got to put their ass a couple of grades back. So you mean to tell me I've been paying $300 a child for 2 kids, $600 a month, to make my kids stupid? Oh, man. I feel like driving over there right now. Man, all I'm saying, brothers and sisters, everything that's being presented to you as fact is fiction in any area. We won't talk about money. Everything that you're learning about capitalism is a lie. Find them, need and feel it. That's bullshit, isn't it? Go out, all of that. Capitalism is a lie. Clarinomics is where it's at. How do you make money? You make money by being a master of your own space. That's how you make money. You make money by being authentic, by being real, because people's heart is going to resonate. People buy you, not your product. So stop being fake. The more authentic I get, the more customers I get. That's why I told you I buried the fake dude 30 days ago. That's why I know this time next year I'll be a millionaire damn close to it. Why? People are looking for, people will follow people who know where they're going. So I've got $10,000 that I can prove that Christianity is a lie. I got $10,000 on the line that I can prove whatever diet you own is a lie. I got $10,000. You know, we're not supposed to be eating the stuff that we're eating, bro. Now, I eat stuff I'm not supposed to eat, and then I flush it out of my system. So all I'm telling you is just make sure you got a system. Now, what about the wisdom stuff? Now, I read books. I read a lot of books. What's to say that the pyramid text is not a lie? What's to say that the Egyptian Book of the Dead is not a lie? Now, as I've said before, everything in our culture goes back to Egypt. Now, let me ask you the question. Where the hell did Egypt come from? Egypt is the only culture on the planet that came and descended. Egypt came with technology that was greater than anything on earth. So let me ask you the question. Who are the Egyptians? Where they come from? Now, I know who the Egyptians are. I don't worship the Egyptians. The Egyptians, that's a rabbit trail. But the rabbit trail that we got came from the Egyptians. All religion came from Egypt. Everything came from Egypt. Came from Kemet. That's why they say they talk about black people. That's why black people who know this, they walk around with their chest stuck out thinking they black man is God. They talking about the black woman is God. They say melanin make them God. Them fools never satisfied. Well, hell, where did Egypt come from? Where did melanin come from? You got to keep tracing the rabbit trail, bro. You just can't get to one spot and say, oh, yeah, Egypt is it. Egypt is the bomb. No. Where the hell did Egypt come from? Have you read a book called The Emerald Force? Now, I don't advise you to read that one yet. Please, don't read it, because that's going to really mess your theology up. Because everything, brother, you think the Egyptians are good? Why in the hell are the Egyptian pharaohs five times the size of everybody else? Look at the Egyptians on the wall, man. Look at the pharaohs. Why are the pharaohs five times the size of regular people? Who are the pharaohs? What is the priest line of the pharaohs, and where did it come? What is the bloodline of the pharaohs? You remember the movie Jupiter sending that dude in there, or was having that fight scene with the Dracos I've been talking about for 20 years? Oh, yeah, they're in the movies now, bro. The Dracos are coming out, and you're going to see the Dracos, and you're going to see the God of the South that it talks about in the book of Job, who's going to go up against the God of the North. All of this stuff, the Bible is a code. That's why you got to understand it. And then once you get that, then you get to the Dracos. Okay, who made them? Once you uncover one piece of truth, that's just one layer of the onion. Keep peeling, bro. Keep peeling. The rabbit trail goes deep. And when you get to the place along the rabbit trail where I'm at, yeah, your cookies, your eyes will be wide open. And you'll be what I call multidimensional. That's why I say I don't get my information from this planet. All of my information, just like a quantum computers. They got quantum computers. Go to Google, please. Type it in, please. Quantum computers, and look and ask, where does a quantum computer get its information? It will say not from this dimension. How? How does quantum computing work? Do you think you need a computer? Do you know that quantum computers are reverse engineered brains, human? Do you know that every technology is you and it's reverse engineered? You have that same ability. Do you know you don't need a machine? I have a book that explains technocrats. The new demons. It's the cyborg technology. Technology, and I love technology, don't get me wrong. But again, we're talking about a smoking gun today. Agnotology, which is a play on the word agnostic, which is a play on another word. And let me close with this. So you mean to tell me that the word agnotology was formerly A-G-N-A-T-O-L-O-G-Y. O-L-O-G-Y. Anytime you see the word O-L-O-G-Y, that means word. So you see the word biology. You see the word theology. You see the word, physiology. Anytime you see the word O-L-O-G-Y, that means frequencies. And so English is a backward language. So this means the frequency of A-G-N-O-T was changed from the frequency of A-G-N-A. I would like for you to do what I did. If you really want to blow your cookies. It was not even in the dictionary. I couldn't find it. Who made it up, bro? Did like my word, cladonomics. Look at the word cladonomics. Everything I do is the word based upon the word cladonomics. It comes from the Greek word cladonomos. So these words are manipulations of other words from other languages to keep you from finding the true definition. Because remember, words establishes worlds. So if you can't find the words, you can't control the world. So they got words that you can't even that. Don't believe me, please go to dictionary.com, type in the word A-G-N-O-T-O-L-O-G-Y. It doesn't come up. What comes up? This word does not exist. So this term was first coined by Procter and Gamble in 1995 in a book called The Cancer War. Politics shape what we know today about cancer. So Procter and Gamble is not a drug company. Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this word, A-G-N-O, it ain't even a damn word. So these fools just made up a word. That way you can't trace the etymology. Because the world that we live in is controlled by a linguistical god who's very cunning. The devil ain't stupid, man. The devil knows there's fools like me who understand linguistics. And we're going to understand the seven rules of linguistics. And we know that linguistics is grammaria. And grammaria is grammar casting. And grammar casting is another word for beaming. And beaming is another word for witchcraft. As I've told everybody, look at the definition of the word metamorphosis. How does a tadpole turn to a frog? Please. Can somebody tell me? How does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? Can somebody please tell me? Can you go to Google or any dictionary and look up the word metamorphosis, please? And you will see this definition. A biological change using witchcraft. Get the hell out of here. Again, I got $10,000 on the line. Y'all think I'm just going to make this shit up? Witchcraft. So what do you think I'm doing right now? What is speaking? What is babbling? What is making when my larynx, as I said before, type in the word voice box larynx, type in the word female vajayjay, a.k.a. vagina. Click on images. Look at them. Triple W. Go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the word larynx. That's your voice box. Then type in the word female vagina. That's where the woman gives birth. And the voice box gives birth. Them suckers look exactly the same. I can't tell the difference between the Nunu and the voice box. They look the same to me. Now, I want you to check out the picture because maybe my vision is a little off. Why in the hell does my voice box look like the female vagina? Because they both give birth. One of them give birth to physicals. The other one give birth to mentals. Do you know what an elemental is, brother? Why did you go to elemental school? Do you know what the word elementary means? You are a trained witch. And you don't even know it. That's why you went to elementary school. Please don't believe me, man. Please. This stuff goes deep. We're all card-carrying witches and warlocks and wizards. That crap on Harry Potter, you think they just made that up? That stick that Harry Potter uses, that is the Hollywood. So you mean to tell me there's something called a holly tree? Please look it up. Where do you think Hollywood got their name from? The devil hides in plain sight. He's so freaking arrogant. He know you're not going to look up the definition of these words. The devil hides in plain sight, and he dares you to look him in the eye. Well, I took him up on his offer, bruh. So I look him in the eye. I walk through the valley of shadow and death. I don't fear no evil. All you suckers can walk. Well, let me rephrase that. All my good people, I highly recommend that you study to show yourself approved. Because you will find that you have been culturally induced into a state of ignorance. And right now, everything that you hold value is a cistern, as I talked about before. That means it's a thing that's designed to hold water, but it can't. It can't hold water. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you down the same trail that he's led and guided me. Now, I'm doing this series on hidden science. This is show 10 of 25. Where I'm going, it's going to be a dangerous slope. So everything the truth, not a version of it, that I've been knowing for 25 years that I have not shared with nobody, I'm sharing with a small group of people. That's part of my Clarinomics temple building. If you're not a part of that organization, that is the hidden science. What we're going to be talking about for the rest of this year in my private meetings that I do at 7. This stuff right here that I'm doing right now, this is elementary school stuff right here. This is just anybody go to Google and type this in. The stuff I'm talking about is stuff you can't find on the internet. So I'm going to talk about all of the hidden stuff that's behind this. Now, this is just, again, this is elementary. So this is free. That's what I'm doing on Blog Talk. But the stuff that I'm going to be talking about doing my Clarinomic stuff, again, you guys need to be a part of that. Because, again, this is the kind of stuff that if you stay in public, yeah, a black van will be sitting out parked outside your house. So you got to be very selective and very careful. Because people try to infiltrate you, and the next thing you know, you end up like Deborah Blair, or you end up like Dr. Sabi, or you end up like my buddy William Cooper. They shot him in the back in front of his children. Or what about my boy who made the movie Police State? Y'all remember that? Him and his whole family's dead now. The movie Police State was never released. A good friend of mine, Sister Stacy, sent me a video of a movie called Anunnaki. And brothers and sisters, I got a little scared when I saw that. Why? That dude is dead. The movie, they can't even find it on the internet. It's banned. Everything that I've been saying about the Anunnaki, this dude, and that was a rare video, this dude was pretty much saying the same thing. Now, I've been saying for 25 years, when I was living in a little two-bedroom apartment with my family called Westway in San Antonio, I locked myself up in my closet. I didn't shave. I didn't eat. And my children will tell you, they thought I had lost me. They thought I had just cheated my wife, came back, and had nowhere to stay. My wife said, yeah, Negro, you can come back, but sleep your ass in the closet. So I did. That day, that time, I wasn't eating. All I was doing was praying. Because I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong. And I cannot tell you in the English language what transcribed in that, what took place in that closet. But all I can tell you is I had a meeting with the big G. Now, it wasn't no light bulb moment. I didn't hear no audible voices. I didn't see no little green men. All I know was that my brain, my ability to process information changed. The scales was removed off my eyes and I could see. But what I saw scared me. And I ran. Back in the three F's. Fun, fighting, and effing. Instead of faith, family, and finances. You'll find that most black men, they do the same thing as me. Fun, oh, fight, oh man. Procreate all day, every day. But we got to replace those three L's with faith, finances, and family. This puts you on that path to vibrating on a frequency that's not on this earth. That's the frequency of being authentic and the frequency of replacing this agnotology with authenticity. That means that you are on the same frequency that's not on this planet. It's the frequency of love. And it is called phase con G. congregation, not congregation. And we're going to be breaking that down inside of my Clarinomics Temple Building program for the rest of this year, is how to do what I call phaseology, how you can phase out of ignorance and phase into knowledge, not just this worldly knowledge, but the knowledge that's based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. The truth will set you free. It doesn't ask you if you want to be free. The truth will make you free. That's how you know it's the truth. Because when you get the truth, you will talk and you will feel and you will walk just like me. Not well, I shouldn't say like me, like the big G. All I'm doing is following his footsteps. That's what it does. It takes the weight off your shoulders, brother. It takes this whole drive and this push, because you realize you're driving and you're pushing after something that's not real. And then you focus on the true character that that's universal. What is universal? When you die, the only thing that's going to continue after you die is whatever you've done in love, joy, peace, gentleness. As I've said before, let me close with this. If you are doing anything right now today that doesn't make your toes curl, stop. If you are at a job, if you're in a business, if you're doing something that you're not, like me, excited about, stop. Because that's not universal. That's not God. That's the system. If you are eating, if you're a part of, you got an exercise routine and you're doing it because, oh man, I hate the exercise. I hate it. Stop. You waste your time. Only do what you love. It's in the process of doing what you love that you find who you love. Father, in the name that's above every name, touch your people. It is only in the process of being in the frequency of love that you draw things and people into your life that you love. See, we got it backwards. We're trying to find people to fall in love so that we can find stuff to do that we love. And that's the system. That's agnotology. Agnotology says go look for love. Go look for love like you're desperate, like you're poor. No, man, love yourself. By loving yourself, somebody comes into you. They see, man, that fool loves himself. I'm going to get some of that he got. The thing that you're designed to do shows up in your life when you start loving yourself. All my life, I hated myself, man. You don't understand. I hated myself because I wasn't accepted. And I got all of this, all blank, blankety, blank. The end of the day, all you got to do to get past this agnotology is love yourself. That means flaws and all. Don't try to change yourself. I don't care what bad habits you got. I don't care how blankety blank. I don't care who likes you, don't like you. Like yourself. God will change you if you need to. All you got to do is don't buy the hype. You ain't flawed. You ain't broken. You don't need this. You don't need that. All you need to do is one thing, brother. Be you. Fall in love with yourself. God don't make mistakes. The universe put you down here and designed you and allowed the events that happened in your life so that way it can make you, not fall in love with that person. The moment that you fall in love with that person, because you're really not falling in love, you are elevating in love. The moment that you elevate in love, brother, the moment that you elevate in love, sister, once you do that, then you draw the thing that you love. Then you draw the diet. Then you draw the exercise routine. Then you draw the person. Then you draw the place. Then you draw. Once you are doing what you love, then you are qualified to be in love. And once you be in love, you're qualified to have what you love. You can't have what you love until you are being, because you are a spiritual being. So be love. Be love. Be love, brothers. Don't do nothing that you do not love. Be love. If your toes are not curled, then you got to find something in someone to curl your toes. Don't hook up with somebody, man. Don't hook up with something. Don't buy that car if you don't love it. Don't do that program if you don't love it. Don't take that class if you don't love it. Do by first be. Have, be, do. That is the system that overrides this culture of ignorance that they've established for us. Brothers and sisters, I'm way out of time. I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.